Welcome to the Resellers Not So Late Show with your host, Baldy Pal, and co-host, Gary. Featuring tonight's guest, Emily Conway. Now, here's your host, Baldy Pal.
Hello, everybody. How are you doing tonight, Emily?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
Doing awesome. Thank you so much for joining me tonight for the Resellers Not So Late Show. We call it that because we used to be around 10 and then I couldn't stay up that late. So now it's not so late.
I hear you. I feel the same way. I'm getting up early every day now.
So. I hear you. Yeah. 6 a.m. for me. What's early for you?
Probably like 7.
Okay. It's still early.
Yeah.
Anytime before 9 is early, right?
Yes. Actually, well, I mean, if I get up at 9, I feel like the whole day's wasted. I don't know. Like if I get a nice early start, it kind of feels good too. Like you don't want to, but it also helps.
It does. If I, are you a morning person or a night person?
That's a hard question. I think I'll just like go with whatever, but typically I get most of my work done at night. So I guess I'll say I'm a night person. My tendency is to like stay up really late and get stuff done as opposed
be productive, to get stuff done, but not necessarily too late so that you can still wake up at a decent hour in the morning, right?
Yeah, I try to.
That's good. Sounds about like me.
Yeah.
Well, I am so happy you've joined us tonight. It looks like you have brought a little crowd with you, and I want to say hello to our guests in the chat. We've got Nana Tink, who's here. So excited to see and talk to you. We got the flipping accountant.
Justin.
Thanks, buddy, for showing up, man. We got Sal up in here. Oh, it just jumped big time on me. We got Sal. Says, no soccer tonight. Get to be here live.
Nice.
Yes, sir. Good to see you, my friend. And he might, like, it is 5 o'clock where he is. So I don't know if he just got off of work, but he is dedicated if he's joining us right now.
Yeah.
We got Annie. Hey, Annie, how are you, girl?
Hey.
Appreciate you. I was kind of messing with Annie because if I'm joining somebody else's live, she'll always say hey to me first before I get a chance to say hey to her. And I always try to say hey to her first, but somehow she always makes it hey to me first. And she goes, Emily.
Yes. Hey.
Oh, man. We got Nana. Beautiful Emily and Adam. Not so bad either. I'll take it. We were talking about the hair job that Emily's got going on tonight.
Yeah.
Looking good. Blues and pinks.
Didn't think about Harley Quinn, but then I'm like, no, yeah, it's like her. So
I didn't think of Harley Quinn either. I did see, I think it was on Instagram where you said something about Harley Quinn. I was like, you know, I wouldn't have even picked that out.
I would have heard it. I have already had one comment on it. And I'm like, really? I know.
And the hanging pizzas from your ears too.
Yep. This is
styling.
From Jessie Shops. So I'm pretty sure she made these. These are amazing. So she has a few of them in her shop.
Mm-hmm.
So she sent them to me because she's amazing and just an awesome support.
What was that name one more time?
Jessie Shops.
Okay. Jessie Shops.
Yep.
Jessie Shops making the earrings. What are they made out of?
I don't know, like silicone type thing or like that.
Man, if those are handmade, those are awesome looking.
Yeah, I think they are. But the thing is, there's like a lot of detail in it. See?
Yeah.
So I'm like, really? This is really awesome. So I don't know. Maybe she didn't. Maybe she did. I can't remember. But I saw them in her shop and I'm like, I got to have those. So she sent them to me along with some other radio ones. And so now I got quirky earrings.
Well, it just hit me. It would be really nice if you had like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle t-shirt to wear those earrings with.
That would be amazing.
That'd be perfect.
Oh, gosh, I got to do that.
The chat's going fast. Oh, you did bring a crowd. We got Bearded Thrift Machine. Hello, Julian. What's up, buddy? And we got Greg. Oh, Greg, he was telling me on one of your videos I was watching the other day about. Oh, gosh, I can't even remember. Is it Suzanne Summers Thigh Masters?
Yep.
Would have never guessed.
I know.
All those things went out of style as soon as they got into style.
Yeah.
Apparently not.
Oh. I'm always learning stuff from my followers. They help me out a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Such a good
community.
Resource. Like when you're putting yourself out there all the time, I'm like, okay, guys, tell me things. What am I missing? Let me know. Because then I have way sharper eye you know, reselling eye than I did before. So
That's because you're learning from the comments people put below and stuff like that.
Yep.
I totally agree. Cajun Resellers here cheering you on. It's got Harley Quinn in the house.
Cajun. Hey, Chris.
Oh, man. Unloaded Dolls here. A Jen's Closet Gems. Man, everybody's here. Thanks, everybody, for showing up tonight. Here we go. Little Debbie. Hi, 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 everyone. Hey. Thanks for joining us, Little Debbie. And there's Jennifer. So while we have a crowd already starting out tonight, we are going to play another scavenger hunt game tonight. And if it's something that you are interested in, I'll go ahead and put the link right there in the chat. And I'm going to, let's see, replace the pinned image with that. Maybe that'll encourage some people to join in later on. We're going to play around the 8:30 mark. Mm-hmm. Got to be ready to get on video, though, because that's how we play. You got to be on video to play. But we have a good time. You run around, find stuff, household items, eBay-related items, and bring them back to the camera, and you can win the game, right? So, Emily, you done any sourcing this week?
I did. It's been a while, honestly. It's been, like, really, I've had a lot, just a ton of stuff going on. So, like... I've had to really reassess lately, like, okay, what are my priorities? You know, how can I get my head back in the game kind of thing? Because I feel like life just happens and we fall in and out of reselling a little bit. And sometimes you're doing it a whole lot more, sometimes a whole lot less. Mm-hmm. So finally, I was able to jump back into like going sourcing. Like I literally wrote out a schedule. Like I have to do this from time to time where I have to actually write out, okay, what days am I going to go sourcing? You know, and so I'm going to go, I set up a new schedule for myself to try and stick to, you know, because I kind of just go do whatever, you know what I mean? So yeah. I'm one of those people, I really have to have something to really guide me.
They're
so
helpful. Otherwise you run, otherwise you lose time. You don't know where it went. And then you still got stuff to do. You didn't get accomplished that day. I'm with you. Do the schedule, man.
I'll get inspired to do something else or like to, so I'm trying to reprioritize everything because I just felt really out of balance a lot, you know? And so the first thing in the morning, sorry, I'm just talking about my schedule now. It's happening. So the first thing in the morning, I just like, I hang out with I've made it a point now to spend like really quality time with my kids and try to do that every morning as best as possible, like to make sure that gets, you know, prioritized. So today we did some sidewalk chalk and I showed them how to do like little blending with the sidewalk chalk and everything. So like I try to, cause that really fulfills you. It helps you feel like just something good to help you like get happy. You know what I mean? They're like, not just like get right to work or like checking your phone right away in the morning. I'm trying to like focus my energy on things that really make me feel good and feel whole, whether that be, I don't know, whatever you do in your life or whoever out there's life, like meditation or something that just like helps you feel good in the morning.
You know, younger kids too, right?
Yeah. I have a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old.
That you've got to spend time with them while you can, because I've got a 15-year-old and a 12-year-old. Wow. And before you know it, they're not going to want to spend as much time with you. So absorb it while you can. And then when they get that old, you're going to have to force them into it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm with you. Spend that quality time with them, you know?
Yeah. And so
I hate the anchor that phones have put on us.
Mm-hmm.
It is a habit, right?
Yeah.
First thing we want to do as a reseller, we want to see, did we sell anything overnight, right? How much did we make overnight? Mm-hmm. I've ended up leaving my phone on my charging stand on the side of my bed until I have to pick it up and leave for the day. And it's actually helped me accomplish more in the morning simply by not picking up that telephone.
Yep.
So the schedule's great. Stick with the schedule. Go play with your kids every chance you get.
Having that, it just helped me. It's helped me a lot.
Hey, Dan, the answer man is here. What's up, buddy?
But sourcing is on my schedule. So I did that today and I actually went out with two kids and all.
Did you with both kids?
Yeah, because my husband works. So I have to make do with the kids. So I take them with me. And there's a Bins that opened up like probably like half a year ago or so. So I went there today and like, it's really hit or miss with that Bins. So last time I did really well there, but that was like a few months ago. And finally I went again, but I didn't find anything today. I found like one thing that might possibly sell, like, but it wasn't a good trip at all.
How long do you get to spend while you're there?
What's that?
How long do you get to spend while you're there? Like how much time?
The kids last for about an hour tops.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's it. And it's a lot of interruptions and making sure the kids are happy and not killing each other and, you know, that kind of stuff at the same time. So, like, there's a lot going on mentally when the kids are there, you know, which is different. It's a different way.
Do they ever start digging into the tables with you?
A little bit. Yeah. Asher tries to look for certain things. Like one time he's like, oh, can we find any Build-A-Bear here? You know, cause he saw my video on Build-A-Bear. Like he's really smart and pays attention and he just wants to help so much. So like, he's always wanting to do reselling with me, you know, like yesterday we had a bunch of books that we got from a free yard sale last week. And I just had to load them all into my listing space. And so I had some help from a friend who was here and Asher was just so excited to take the books and come help me bring them into the listing space. Like he was giddy about helping mommy, you know?
Yeah.
And so like he is interested in it because I do it so much. And he's just like, he'll make his own little YouTube videos and he'll be like reselling and I sold a plushie and or TV or like whatever. He'll just like make stuff.
Oh man, hold on to those. You're going to cherish those in 10 years. I promise you.
Yeah, I definitely, he has his own private little YouTube channel that has like 6 subscribers that I send to like immediate family, you know, right. and that's what we have right now. And he loves it. He wants to do a YouTube video every day.
I totally get it. I set up a family YouTube as well. And just like you, I've only got maybe 6-7. I don't do Facebook a whole lot and nobody else in my family is on Instagram or anywhere else. So I use that as a way to just, instead of emailing the videos or texting it, which degradates the quality anyway, I just put it up on YouTube and share the link with them. That's how they get to see my son play soccer and karate and my daughter do cheerleading.
Yeah, that's pretty great to hang on to, like you said. Like that's a great way to store it and to hang on to it.
And hopefully on YouTube it's in the cloud and it won't get taken away and you won't lose it if your hard drive fails, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
Billy Flipper. What's he talking about? Angie on another show. Oh, she's on the Cap Guy show, right?
Oh, is she? Tell her I said hi.
Yep. Okay, Angie, Angie reseller who you do a show with on Saturdays. Okay, gotcha. And Ken's here. Ken's showing up tonight. Thank you so much, my friend. Okay. Rescue and Resell also showing up.
Renee, hey.
Excellent. Okay. Don't forget, if you want to go live, there's a link in the chat. If you want to come join us in the live for the scavenger hunt around 8:30, it's going to be so much fun, guys. I promise you. When you were outsourcing earlier this week or today, whenever you were doing it, did you find something like really, really good? Something that you're so excited about that you want to tease your next video or something?
You know, no, uh-oh. I did not. Actually, it was horrible strikeouts today and the other day, which you'll see. Like, I'm just going to throw it out there at the next video. My next upload is Friday. So I'll show you guys a little bit more detail of what that was like. I won't give all the details right now.
Yeah.
But actually, I found inventory from my own death pile because my friend gave me some clothes to resell. And so I picked up one of the shirts she gave me. I didn't really check it. I just looked into it today.
Yeah.
And it was like an anime type shirt. And the brand was like a certain brand. I forget what it is now. Shonen Jump brand. And I forget the.
His names are hard to remember.
Yeah. But it ended up being like $60. So, I mean, I found a nice shirt from my own death pile, guy, you know? Source your own death pile and you should be good to go.
I love that. I have a death pile of clothes I want to try to get rid of because I want to get out of clothing. So yeah, I'll ask the chat if anybody's interested in what do you recommend? Would you recommend doing an auction or would you recommend doing mystery boxes? Have you ever done either one of those?
I've bought maybe one mystery box of clothing so far and it did good. That was from a friend. So like, it just depends. Just as long as you help people make money, that's all. Because you know, some people just have mystery boxes and it's random stuff they don't check. But I'm sure that's not you. So, just
the way I see it is, if I was willing to pay for it to list it, it should still be good. And then I'm getting out of clothes. Mm-hmm. It's not that it's not good. I'm just getting out of clothes. What do you mostly sell? Hard goods, clothing?
Hard goods. I go mostly around the perimeter of the thrift store. So anything, I'm looking more into glass. Like I just picked up actually today at the bins. I didn't pick up many items. I picked up like one item to actually resell, but I picked up 3 books on Fenton glass to learn about the different eras and the different styles of Fenton glass.
What do you know so far? I don't know what that is.
I hardly know. That's the thing. Like I'm trying to learn because there's so much with glass. There's so much knowledge that comes with it and so many keywords. Like mm-hmm. It's a whole different category with so many different details of what they want to know about it. And so definitely with glass, people tend to pick up books for themselves so they can reference it. So like right. If I pick up a piece of Fenton glass, I can pick up one of those books and it'll give me little different categories of Fenton glass. And I can look at my item and see where it might fall under. Cause it's like there's a wide range of different kinds of Fenton glass. So, I mean, I'm just learning now, but I picked up 3 books about it today.
I'll be looking forward to that.
Yeah.
From you. You read the book. You read the book. I'll watch your videos.
I'm super nerdy. I love learning new things. So like when I get something new, I get to learn. I love it. And when people teach me stuff, yes, teach me all the things. I want to know everything. I like picking up, plush and toys is what I like a lot. I go to first just because I'm interested in it. I have a lot of playlists. I have a playlist about top 25, a lot of toy categories. Like we did Beanie Boos. I did Build-A-Bear. I did all types of ones.
I saw your Beanie Boo video the other day.
Yep. So I do.
I did not expect that.
Yeah.
It caught me off guard.
Money. And not all of them are going to sell that way, but. Right. You know, but you don't pass it up because a lot of them will be like $20, you know, so it's a solid pickup, you know, like just for basic ones.
Well, you totally got me wanting to look at those wide eyed little plush dogs every time I pass by one now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, Ty? No, that's old news.
Yeah, no. Exactly.
You got Rick. I didn't say hey to you earlier, man. I missed you, but no, I promise I'll stay clothed during the show. Don't worry about that. And I want to say hey to Jennifer Hayes while she's here. I appreciate you jumping in, Miss Hayes. Thanks so much. The Beanie Boos, I see them all the time in the smaller, 5-6 inches?
Yeah.
I hardly ever see the larger plush. But tell me about your Goodwill's pricing as far as the plush is concerned. Do they have a standard price or do you not know what to expect?
It's usually $1 or $2, $2 tops. So mm-hmm. like that's another good draw for me in terms of like cost of goods and everything, because they definitely price up certain categories like clothing. They definitely price it up more. Electronics is a nightmare, you know?
Really?
Like, yeah, I have picked up good stuff from there, but the return of income what investment has to be really, really good. Like, cause
right.
I picked up a Sony Handycam for $40, you know, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to make $150 for sure. Like fast. Mm-hmm. So like, but they priced it up to $40, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's just like a nightmare in terms of like that section. Most of the time it's really, really priced up. So plush is really cheap, really easy to, you know, $1 or $2 tops. So
plush is, you don't know what to expect. It could be $1. It could be $5.
Mm-hmm.
I have one store. There's 2 stores. They're both called Valley Rescue Mission. They're ran by a local church. Mm-hmm. One, the plush, all plush is 50 cents no matter what.
Wow.
No matter what. Mm-hmm. The other Valley Rescue Mission, it's a 50 cents if it's like less than 6 or 7 inches, but it's $1 if it's more than that big. And It's like you walking up to the counter, you honestly don't know what they're going to charge you. Mm-hmm. And then they do handwrite or they do use Sharpie to write a price on most Disney stuff.
Oh, wow.
Which is like what I'm looking for, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to be $3.13 or something like that.
Man.
I
try to go to the bins like I did today. I have a bins type store. Like it's laid out like a regular thrift store, but when you go to check out, it's by the pound. It's weird.
Yeah. But, ours is by the pound.
Yeah. Is your like typical Goodwill by the pound or just your
bins? No, just the bins. Yeah.
Okay. But I mean, usually with bins, they literally roll out bins and then you dig through them, you know. Yep. Mine is just set up just like a Goodwill or something.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. But you, it goes by the pound. Like, I don't know. They're doing some hybrid thing over here. I don't know.
Make sure you take all the hangers out.
Yeah, half the time. Yeah, exactly. They make you, thankfully.
Oh, good, good.
But
good.
Like half the time, it's like not anything there, you know. So I'm wondering if they really pick through them, or, you know, I don't know. I have all these ideas in my head when I have a good day, and I'm like, well, probably somebody, you know, is picking it before they even put it out there. There's probably some reseller back there, you know. Yeah. All these ideas in my head, but like, yeah.
Chris said he picked up a $45 plush today. Nice. You got to put, I don't know, maybe he wants to keep it a secret and doesn't want to tell us what this bolo is, but I'd be curious if you would put in the comments what that plush would have been for $45 to make it worth picking up.
You know what I pick up all the time is looking plush. Like the creepier, the better. Like I found this, I don't even know. I think people might remember maybe from Instagram or TikTok. Or maybe YouTube because it was on a What Sold, but like it's this really creepy purple like looking thing. It looked like a purple zit or something. But it was like a backpack, or it was like a backpack with a creepy head looking guy, and like he was from this show Booba or something from like the early 2000s, and like there's this cult following of this creepy doll or creepy thing, and I sold it for like $40, you know.
Nice.
It took a couple months, but it sold, you know. And so like if you see something creepy or weird, just like look into it, you know.
Along the same thought process, I found this creepy doll that looked like it was so old that maybe a grandma tried to fix it up for the little girl or something, with like sewing buttons back on for the eyes and making like putting yarn in the head for hair. I mean, it was pretty old and creepy looking. Yeah. Trying to find out, it was a Monster High doll.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, Monster High. I recognize that name. So they only wanted $2. So I went ahead and I didn't even look it up. I just brought it home. Mm-hmm. For $2, it's not worth the research. Just bring it home.
Yeah.
And it ended up selling for $15 plus shipping and within like 2 days.
Yeah.
And so I'll keep my eyes open for that type of stuff from now on. The other plush I found recently that sold for more than I ever thought it would have, to be honest with you, was those little Disney puppies. I don't even remember what they're called anymore. Rolly and something. I'm sorry. I brought it up, but I can't even remember their names. They're little pug puppies. It's like puppy dog something on Disney. And I found the pair for 50 cents each, and they sold for $35 plus shipping.
Nice. So. You know, and a lot of times too with Disney type plush or anything, literally this could apply to a lot of categories when there's characters involved or like Disney characters. A lot of times the second or the not main characters, like the side characters, a lot of times they could do a lot better because they weren't produced as much. Right. So like, for example, Mickey Mouse could be super saturated, you know, like your Mickey Mouse could be rare or it could be not. Like Mickey Mouse is so all over the place that you have to really know what you're looking at in terms of that specific character. But like a lot of the side characters that were not made a lot of, like that's going to, you know, it's worth a look at because
I learned that. I learned that the hard way. I picked up a couple of Minnie Mouse and Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
I was going to put them together, a Mickey and a Minnie, and try to sell them as a group, but they were too standard. There's like nobody out there looking for these particular ones.
Exactly. I know. Same thing.
Have you gotten into any kind of cards at all? Lots of cards are getting, you know, people are picking up on like Pokemon cards or baseball cards or basketball cards. Do you do cards at all?
I haven't, but I feel like that's because I have such limited resources in terms of like how I can source. Like I can't like get out to a Walmart or like a, I don't know, these specialty stores like early in the morning or something. Like I feel like that's how a lot of people are sourcing them.
Yeah.
And with my schedule and having two kids a lot of times and stuff, like I don't think I can make that work for me. Although if I had all the freedom in the world, I probably would take a whack at it at least, you know, and try to get there. It seems competitive to me.
Yeah.
Like
Chris nailed it. Puppy Dog Pals. That's the name of the show.
Okay.
They're two little French bulldogs or something like that.
Interesting.
On Disney. And Jake just showed up. What's up, buddy? Hey, thanks for dropping by, my friend. I wanted to say that with the cards, when I brought that up, I just read on eBay, a Google News popped up in my feed because I guess I do a lot of eBay selling, and who knows, Google's always watching my stuff, right? a article from eBay Inc., I think it was, eBay News, that they're going to build into the app a card. I guess it's like a scanner.
Oh, wow.
Either to help you load it faster, list it faster. I mean, I'm really interested. The article didn't say anything about helping you like identify its cost or anything. Obviously, it'll probably help you take a picture, but that's already built in, right? You can take a picture and look at sold comps. But what I'm really looking out for, truthfully, is I want to find an app that will, I can show it, show the app my phone, I can show my phone the card, the baseball card, specifically baseball, and it scan it and then tell me its value.
Yeah. Just like how Amazon does when you scan books.
Mm-hmm. Like, but I haven't found a one that works with baseball cards. They're all working with like Pokemon cards or Magic the Gathering cards, things like that. I haven't found one that works with baseball or football or basketball cards. So maybe one of those will do some updates, and maybe this update that eBay's talking about doing to their app might help with that too.
That would be great.
I've got 2 3-inch binders full of baseball cards that I'm just wondering if there's any value in there, but I'm not about to go one at a time and typing them into the eBay app to look for sold comps.
Yes. It's so tedious. I'm sure I've done actually an interview with somebody, Rev Resale. I did one with him for sports cards, just like the basic 101, what you need to know on it.
Yeah.
And so he really broke it down really well, but he talked more about basketball. I think from what he said, baseball does a little bit less competitive, or like it's not as sought after. But I think there still is money in it, but I don't know all the details, you know?
Yeah. The research I've done is that baseball in the '90s, they were so plentiful. They're not as rare. So therefore they're not as high and or expensive. Yeah. But I mean, I've got so many, there's bound to be a good Bo Jackson in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to be able to scan it and look it up.
Yeah.
A whole stack of 1993 Braves baseball upper deck collection from when they were in the World Series. They didn't win, unfortunately, but when they were in the World Series. But it's got to have some value, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like electronics, even though you said they're priced really high at the store you go to? Do you pick them up or see them anywhere else?
Yeah, I like electronics. I don't know. They're easy for me. I think with clothing, I just don't like, for some reason, I just like when it comes to like ironing and like, I don't like listing clothing because.
Well, shoot, girl. I never ironed.
Yeah.
I'm the only one in my house that'll iron, but I've never ironed anything. Yeah, I have on
a
eBay.
Couple of men's button downs that are just super wrinkly. And I'm like, I don't want to list these at all.
I would rather wash them and dry them before I iron them.
Yeah, some people like they go all out on their listings and I don't know. Maybe I'll just wash it and dry it then. Maybe I'll just do that and see.
That'll get the wrinkles out.
but yeah, I think electronics aren't that bad in terms of listing. Like you just take some pictures, any flaws on it, like make sure it works and you test it and whatnot. The thing is, with electronics, you need a lot of like weird cords, you know, like that you just have on hand. Like maybe there's not a cord for this item, so you have to like kind of have one on hand, or like there, I don't know. I feel like every category has its pros and cons, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Like electronics are heavy and bulky, so you got to like double box it and, you know, that kind of thing, and make sure shipping is safe and secure and everything. With clothing, it's so saturated. Like, I don't know. There's so many clothing resellers as well. I don't know. But
Annie says maybe we should invest in a steamer, and that would make it easier on us.
Maybe. I'll have to look into it. But I don't do a lot of clothing. I do a lot of hard goods, mostly.
Jimmy's not a fan of clothing either. Thanks for coming out, buddy. Old school flips, Jimmy.
But that's okay. You know, like I will definitely pick up clothing if it's the last kind of thing. So I'll go through all around the thrift store. And if I can't find much, I'll go through the clothing, you know, like I still pick it up. It's just kind of last on my list. and I'm sure there's money to be made there. I'm just, especially when it comes like styles, like women's clothing and styles, and I can't keep up with all that type of stuff. Men's, it's like easy. You got your Pendletons, you got your, like your North Faces, just whatever. Patagonia's like the easy stuff. And it, I feel like it just kind of stays that way for a while. So men's clothing is really easy.
That's true. It does stay that way for a while, but it has its up and downs. Mm-hmm. When I started eBay by selling most just strictly clothing. So I learned a lot real fast and I failed a lot real fast, you know. What I thought was cool, what I wanted when I was in high school, I learned it ain't cool on eBay. You're not going to make any money for it.
Right. That took me a while.
Definitely. Like Ralph Lauren polo, it's got to be special, not just any old Ralph Lauren polo. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So saturated out there. I put the link out there, guys. If you want to start jumping into the show because you want to play our scavenger hunt, I would love for you to join. Emily's going to play along too. There's no telling what's going to come up on the wheel of scavenger hunt items, but click the link. I'll put it in there one more time. I want y'all to jump in and join us for the game. And once we get about five or six players, we'll get started. If we get more than five or six, up to nine, we'll play. But until then, we're going to continue the conversation on, we had eBay Addicts jump in here real quick. He said he loves the hair.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. The hair is awesome. The hair is awesome. I was, Jen's Closet Gems was on last week and her lipstick and her hair. I like, it's really cool.
I'm like, I need to have her on sometime with me. I feel like we could rock it together, you know.
That would be awesome. I'd watch for sure. Gravity Goods got Cameron up in here. Thanks, buddy. Y'all click that link. Don't be afraid. Do not be scared. We'll just be nice. Do it. I promise.
You only live once. You know, get that heart pumping, the nerves going. Yeah. And it's fun. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, that's what I've heard a lot of people say. They don't like being on air. They don't mind chatting in the chat. They don't like being on air. I tried a show several months ago that I called 15 minutes with Friends. Mm-hmm. And I kind of based it on like the old Friends TV show, right? But the thought process was just throw the link out there. And anybody who wants to join in, let's talk for 15 minutes and meet people throughout the community. Mm-hmm. But people didn't want to get on the live show is what I learned. So
I was nervous for a really long time, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But I did see it.
Why you would be.
Yeah, I just like pushed through it and did it anyways. And I don't regret it at all. I'm very comfortable now. So
yeah, I really feel like once you get started, it's something you can get used to very fast. It's the new way of communicating, actually, these days.
Yeah,
we got a few people. We got Rick. We got Nanda.
Now this is a party.
This is a party. Everybody got your drink. Hold it up. Cheers. Where are you at, camera? There you are.
I just have a mug. There's nothing in it. So
there you go. What does it say? Oh, the office crowd.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. Hug. What does that sign on behind you say, Emily?
Nugs. It says nugs, not drugs. Nugs, not drugs. Nugs, not drugs.
Like nugs. Chicken nuggets. I like some nugs.
Who wants to join us? Come on in. Anybody.
On it, so.
So what are y'all doing tonight? Nana, what you doing tonight? You got a show planned?
No, I got hungry, so I went and made popcorn. So I was eating popcorn.
That's good.
Rick, what you got planned for tonight? Who are you watching? You going to go to Flips, Finds, and Funds and watch their show at 9? The answer is yes.
Is that on at 9,
huh? Yeah, man.
I have to check my listings. I have to respond to a buyer who's asking for a deal on a large quantity of items. Mm. So,
mm-hmm. Make that deal. Make that money.
Somebody asked to buy a lot more than just one item, but they want to break on the price. So working on that.
It's only Wednesday, but Emily, what's the biggest sale you've made this week?
The biggest sale I've made this week. I don't know. Oh, look.
Okay. So what's the biggest you remember?
Definitely let's see. Hold on. I'm going to see. Because,
All right, Nana.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, Emily.
See, I'm just, that's kind of where my brain's at today. So I sold a Sony boombox called the Explode. It's like, it's Explode without an E. So I don't know how you actually say it.
Okay.
But
I would say Explode.
Yeah, I sold it for $130 plus shipping. So it ended up being like 170 something is what they ended up paying me because it was shipping all across the country. So
that's nice.
I am still so amazed at how these older electronics are selling so well.
Yep, it's just a boombox, like a CD player. I picked it up Facebook Marketplace. I paid up a bit for it, but it sold like within a couple days for 130 plus shipping. So
good quick flip, right?
Exactly.
That totally makes it worth it when it's quick. You do not want to sit on something like
heavy
that.
Too. It was really big, but we got it done.
Greg said he has fun with games. Jump in and play. Come on, Greg. Come on.
Come on, Greg.
How many do we need?
We could play with three if you want. I was hoping that we could get at least five or six.
Okay.
Oh, whoa. Wait a minute. There's the bearded thrift machine.
Woo!
What's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
It's good to see you.
I'm on my old clicking computer, the link. So.
That's okay. Old computers still have cameras.
Yeah. I was like, I didn't know this one had a camera. I was like, I think it's in there.
All right. So what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and play. We got a crowd of four. First to three wins. And what we're going to do is I'm going to say some regular old household items. I'm sure you have most of them, if not all of them. But the thing is, I expect that you're either A, you're going to carry your camera with you if you can to go get it, or B, you're going to run away from the camera, go get it, and come back. And the first person who shows it to the camera gets a point. Okay? Does that sound like something y'all want to do over and over and over again?
Just looking around what I got.
I'm just like getting ready.
Mm-mm. Julian, you're going to be getting up. You're going to be running because these things ain't going to be in your eBay room. I can
never
tell you that.
Know.
Right
we
now.
Got a lot of weird things in here.
Okay, that's probably true. Okay. So I have set up a wheel, one of those wheels of fortunes over here, but I'm not going to share it with the screen because I don't want y'all to cheat and get things ahead of time. So we're going to spin the wheel, and the first thing that comes up is an egg. An egg.
Egg.
Go get an egg.
Really? First person to return. Egg out of the fridge.
Yep. Okay. First person to come back with an egg gets a point. And if there's anybody who wants to join in still in the chat, you can most definitely still join in. Brick, Emily, look at that.
What?
I got some eggs. Whoa, Julian got the whole 18 pack, man. That doesn't get you 18 points, though. Good try. Yeah. So Rick got a point.
And that's I'm the last one.
You
His
are the
yellow.
There you go.
Count.
All right. Now, who's willing to break the head on the egg on their head for the TV? I'm just kidding. We don't need any of that. All right.
Dude, so I was ready to do it too.
Oh, okay, I'll let you. All right. So that's one really point down for Rick. Okay, let's see what comes next. Oh, we got to spin that again. It landed on egg again. I don't know how that happened, so I just removed it that time. All right. Who has a piece of gum? Does anybody have a piece of gum?
I'm going to go find some.
You're not chew gum.
You don't chew gum? Julian, no gum at all? Rick, no gum?
I know I don't have any.
Wow. I thought that would have been something everybody would have. I mean, we just went through Easter. Doesn't everybody like get the Easter gum that looks like little robin
what
eggs?
What the heck is
like
Easter gum?
It looks like little eggs. You know, like it comes in a little milk carton. Oh, come on. You got kids, right?
No.
I don't know where my gum is at, but I have
to. Nobody's gonna have, I know.
Nobody has gum. Okay. We'll spin the wheel again. Nobody gets a point on that one. Nikki Loves Snacks just joined us. You want to click the link in the chat, Nikki? You can play a game with us. It's called the scavenger hunt game.
Speckled robin egg gum. That's
Greg knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's it.
Jump up in here, Greg. You would have won a point.
The next time I get my gum, I'm gonna be like, dang it.
All right, the next item on the wheel is a magazine. Has anybody got a magazine?
Yeah.
Oh, Rick. Oh, my gosh.
Ah, there's no way I was going to get that.
Rick, what magazine is that? Scale Auto.
Scale Auto is for model car builders.
Dang it. Y'all are fast.
Yeah, they already won.
I had to get me out of a binder.
There you go. Emily, too. Nana, what you got? GQ? Who's on the front of that? Is that Billy Crystal? What year is that from?
Yeah. The reason why I have this, if I can find it real quick, this is a very old one. Wait.
Oh, Greg's at Walmart, so we can't join in.
You can find stuff at Walmart.
Totally. Turn on your cell phone camera and run around Walmart. I would love out. You will be. I'll put you front and center.
That would be really awesome,
Greg. Man. Seriously, click that link. I will give you something to go find in Walmart, and you must do it. And if you can do it in like less than 30 seconds, maybe I'll give you the prize, no matter what.
That's the best place to do a scavenger hunt. They have everything.
Yeah, you got to look for it too, though.
Yeah,
security would love it.
Yeah.
All right. The next item. Rick, you got that point. Rick is one away, y'all. Yeah, Rick is yeah. Come on. All right.
I think I'm gonna get 0 points.
Let's do this again. Let's do this again. Who's got a spatula?
Spatula.
Anybody got a spatula?
Yeah, I'm gonna look through my magazine. Because this is important. I have to show you what's in here.
I was about to say, you're not even gonna try to get the spatula, Nana. Rick,
my kitchen is too far
Emily,
away.
You're right behind him, and Bearded Thrift Machine. You're like,
how are you guys beating me?
2 minutes behind. Oh,
that's
man.
Insane.
Well, I'm having too much fun. Officially, Rick got the third one, but can we keep playing anyway?
I mean,
you want to go to 5 points? Give somebody a chance, Rick.
Sure, but my wife says I'm. My wife says I'm scaring the cats every time I run out there.
Okay. That makes perfect sense. I haven't spun the wheel yet, but I know one thing that is on the wheel, but I don't know who all has one. Go get your pet. Go get your pet and bring it to the camera.
My dog.
Go get your pet and bring him to the camera. Come on, Julian. I love dogs.
I can't move him. Trust me.
Okay, I'll call my dog.
Come here, Nia. Come here.
Let me see if I can go get him. Hold on.
Chloe.
Come here,
girl. Chloe, come.
Oh, you got your cat. I can't get my dog in my lap.
Thankfully, she was lazy around my room.
There we go. My wife brought him here for me.
My cat's like, what?
Emily got the point. He wanted to leave so bad. He didn't want to stay in here.
My dog's like, I'm not going in there. I'm not allowed in that room.
Nana, what's your puppy's name?
Chloe.
Chloe.
Hi, girl.
Chloe. What's your kitty cat's name, Emily?
Gandalf.
Oh, I love that name. Totally. From the Hobbit. Hobbit fans out there. I used to have a password, Gandalf.
There it is. Okay, this is why I have this magazine. I found it.
Okay, why do you have the magazine?
That's my nephew.
What?
Hmm.
In the GQ magazine.
What?
What is that, an ad?
Mm-hmm. It's for Levi's. No, Lee. Wait,
she's shedding.
Lee jeans.
That's awesome, though. That's cool. That is totally cool, Nana. You should.
Yeah, that's why I have
this. Hold on to that forever.
Yeah.
Has he got a copy? Well, he might be in several magazines, right?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he did a lot of modeling and acting.
Mm-hmm.
Not acting, modeling.
Modeling.
Yeah.
Okay. Good deal. In that magazine with Billy Crystal. All right. Last one. Let's see what it is. Here we go. Spin the wheel. Who has a $20 bill?
I don't have any cash. I never have cash.
Who has a $20 bill?
Oh, look at that.
Rick.
Boom.
Oh, Bearded Thrift Machine. You got more? What do you got? Count it. How much you got?
I just grabbed what I had to say.
I don't
Nothing,
even
Emily?
Have, 25 cents.
No, it's cool. Nope. I heard him winning like right away. So,
yep, he had a 20. He had it in his back pocket. How do you use that clip on your money in your pocket, Rick? Wouldn't that bother you, just sitting there?
No, I never feel it. It's small and it folds up.
Okay, my wallet bothers me. I got like that. What is that? The Costanza wallet. I put a bunch of receipts and stuff all up in here. If I put one more card from like a Goodwill, like when I return something, they give me a gift card because they won't give me my money back. If I put one card in here, it's at the point where if I sit on it, then I'm like this. I can't sit straight anymore. But well, that is the scavenger hunt game, everybody. I really hope you had a good time. Rick is like the champion. So if we play it next week, Rick, you're going to have to come back. What's that, buddy?
I got zero last week, so this makes up for that.
There you go.
Excellent, excellent. Thanks so much, Julian, Rick, Nana. Thanks for clicking that link. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight on the show. We'll catch up with y'all later.
Okay, thank you. See y'all. Bye.
All right, there we go. Sometimes it's hard to do that.
Yeah,
that was fun. That was fun. Thanks for running around, Emily.
Cat in there. I won with my cat, so I feel accomplished.
Gandalf. How old is Gandalf?
I don't know. She's probably like, let's see. She was born in like 2011. So okay.
About 10.
She's a little old.
That's okay. I love pets, man. I've always been a dog person myself, but I've had both.
Right? Yeah, I've had both. I haven't had a dog in a long time. With my two kids, I'm like, okay, like it's a lot of extra work. Like maybe later after I'm feeling lonely, you know, like I'll get a dog.
Yeah. In the chat, I'm curious, how many people have we got in here that's a dog person and how many are cat people? Let me know. Everybody seemed to like the little scavenger hunt.
Yeah, that was really fun. I'm like, all right, I'm getting out my seat tonight. Like we are running around the house. You know what I mean?
I'm glad you got out of your seat. Thank you so much. Running around crazy. We got Rick scaring his cat every time he got out of the seat. Hey, Noelle, thanks for joining us tonight.
She got a giant haul of Furbies she just got. So really? Furbies are another one I did a top 25 video on.
Those are crazy.
Yeah.
I need to go back and watch your video because I found one Furby one time and I looked at it and it was like amazing.
Yep. So
would have never guessed.
I have a top 25 on that as well. I have the playlist if you want to check out those. I think I have like 7 of them or something.
So just real quick question.
Yeah.
Only the older ones, I assume, are good. Am I right or wrong?
All of them do pretty good. Like, there's a cult following, just like, just because they kind of look kind of creepy. You know what I mean? Like,
they are creepy.
Like, something about creepy stuff people are drawn to, and like, there's just like this following around them. So, like, I would say even the newer ones, check them. Like, at least, like, a lot of them, the newer ones I've picked up have been like $20 at least, you know, it depends.
I'll be raiding my daughter's toys because I know she's got a pink one in there somewhere.
Nice. I think I've sold a pink one. I think even broken, I've sold like the vintage ones anyways. I've sold like a broken one for like 45.
Really?
So, yeah.
Like the new one I had was really, it was tiny. Really
easy to fix. Like they can fix them. I have yet to fix one. I've tried to do it on my own, but like I just can't figure it out or like they I don't know, but like I guess there's an easy way to make it go again or to make it work again that I just haven't like done.
Okay. But, there's just a few screws on the bottom, but the one I found was still in the cardboard. I wouldn't say it's the box, but you know how it sits open in the cardboard. $3, sold it for $45 plus shipping.
Yep.
It worked. The batteries were still good. I was so amazed. It was from 1999.
Jeez. Crazy. So lucky.
So crazy. Oh, Rescue Resales, enjoying your hair. I think it's great.
Thank you, Renee.
Let's see, neither, but there are two dogs in my house that belong to the kids. Okay. Sometimes you got to do that. Sometimes you got to do that. We got a bunch of dog lovers in the house. We got Greg, we got Jennifer, we got Julian, there's Greg again, Chris, lots of dog lovers in the house.
Yeah. Yep. They have their doggies. I know.
Just listed two vintage trolls and a huge lot of real Smurfs. What is a real Smurf? Getting ready to list those 44 trolls and have one of the Japanese king trolls. Do you know what real Smurfs are? What are real Smurfs? Is that like originals or something?
I think she's saying originals. I haven't sold Smurfs like that. I should look into Smurfs, actually. Now I'm curious about them.
You know what I thought would have been worth a lot of money, but it ended up not really being that much? The California Raisins.
Oh, yep. I did the same thing. I picked up a California Raisin when I was new. And then I'm like, it's still, I think I got rid of it finally.
Yeah.
I ditched it, but yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, weren't they in like the Hardee's meals or something like that?
I don't know. I wasn't around for that. I don't remember that personally.
Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah. So I picked up five or six or seven of them because they were like in a bag for $3.99. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, these got to be cool, right? California Raisins, right?
Nope. Yeah. I know. I did the same thing. It's so funny.
What else? Okay, so I normally have a segment, which I haven't done in a while. And I didn't prep you for this, so I'm coming to you off the cuff. Sorry. We do a segment called Hot or Not. And we don't always get to it because sometimes we run out of time. But since we're on this topic, I'm kind of curious. I say California Raisins, they're a not. I thought they would have been good, so they're a flop, right? They're a not. What other item maybe that you've come across in the past you either thought would have been really good, but it really flopped for you and it wasn't worth anything, or it was really good at one point in time and now it's not worth anything? You got anything like that?
Perfect example.
Okay, go.
Skylanders. Yeah.
Yes.
I picked them up at the thrift store and I was so excited. And I even, someone else told me about them and said that they sold them. So I was like, oh, definitely a pickup. Someone said that they were good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to like get rid of them soon. Like I'm going to have a yard sale and just like get rid of a bunch of stuff. But yeah.
Give them to the next reseller.
Yeah. Do not pick up Skylanders. I thought they were good and they weren't. And it's one of those things too, because I put out content. I'm like, everyone's going to pick them up and they're awful. But like, no, it's just...
It makes me wonder if I'm going to look it up real quick. We're going to do this live on air, y'all. let's see. Skylanders traps.
Traps. Those
traps used to be really hot.
Okay.
Maybe like the crystal traps or something like that. Mm-hmm. But no, they're not. I don't see anything.
Yeah, they're garbage.
Man, well, they really did plunge.
I sold one for over $70. I get maybe a couple Skylander giants.
Okay.
That's what he said.
Skylander giants.
What is that?
See, Jimmy. Yeah. Old Skylander giants. So that's not the original Skylander. Okay. My son probably had at least three different iterations of Skylanders. Mm-hmm. I remember Trap Team. I remember Giants. And I remember the one Swap Force, where you could literally, it was magnetized. The two Skylanders would come apart in the middle and you could swap them out and that would swap their capabilities in the game. But yeah, they only, I mean, like, I think it was a hit. Like whoever came up with that had a brilliant idea as far as the games are concerned. They're decreasing. I'm just surprised to see that these traps are not, like, here's seven, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, six unopened traps and one open trap. Only sold for $26 plus shipping. And like a year ago, those would have sold for $75, $85 for sure.
Right.
Crazy.
I guess I was just on the
that's a great example.
Yeah.
Perfect example. Perfect example. Let's see what he say here. They are mostly misses, but a couple of good ones out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess if you're really wanting to do, you know, if you picked up a lot of them, hope that you got one or two good ones in there and make it worth your money.
Yeah, I looked through and I went through each of them. Nothing. So
Nana's got a good point. Sometimes a bolo will become so oversaturated that it's no longer a bolo anymore. Yeah, it brings the, I mean, sell and demand, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
That's it's not true. The way you say that.
One really good seller has been LOL dolls.
Oh, really? Awesome. I don't think I've ever seen an LOL doll.
I picked up a bunch of them at a yard sale last year, and literally the guy at the yard sale, he's like, there's gotta be like $200 to $300 of LOL dolls in there. I'm like, oh, what do you want for it? And he's like, $10. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
That's how the conversation, like, he knew what it was worth and he sold it to me for like $10.
That's crazy.
I don't remember now, probably like 150 to 200, something like that.
Right.
But yeah, they sold and I, yeah, they sold fast.
That is crazy that he knew what he had, but no, that's good. Weird. It was a yard sale. He wanted to get rid of them.
Yeah.
That's the way you do it at a yard sale.
I guess it's true. Like, I think he probably, people don't want to do what we do all the time. Not everybody wants to sit and put it on eBay and ship it. Not everybody has that capacity or wants to learn how to do that. So
they just want to clean out their children's closet and maybe get them new stuff at Christmas.
Yeah.
Nana Tink. Nikki Loves Snacks agrees with Nana Tink. Always for me, I've been doing this for years. Never needed a bolo because she's been doing it for so long. Mm. I thought that was somewhere else. Mostly misses, couple of good ones out there. So we got lots of feedback on that about that bolo. I think your Skylanders was an excellent example for the hot and not. Mm-hmm. And I'll bring that category, I'll bring that segment back next time because. Yeah. I think it's important to share. I think it's important to share the goods and the bads,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah. I think it's, I've been burned myself on things that just stayed in my death pile so long because they were good 4 months ago, but at some point in time they took a nosedive, right?
Yep.
A hot that I've recently come up with that I didn't realize was hot, but I stumbled upon it on by myself is pool sticks or pool cues.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Those actually, I came across one for $5. It looked clean and nice. I used to play pool in college, so I know how much I paid for them years ago. Let's just say years ago. I won't date myself too much. But I know how much I spent on one brand new, and I picked it up, even used, $35. I'm like, okay, I'll try to flip it. And then I came across some more cue sticks in a different Goodwill, looked at them all. Found one in there worth $75.
Jeez.
So yeah, I think cue sticks. And when I was sharing this on Instagram, people were leaving comments saying some cue sticks, I think it was Viking cue sticks,
mm-hmm.
$200.
Wow.
So cue sticks, I think, is a good hot that people could start looking out for. Viking is probably not the only brand out there that's worth $200, but mm-hmm. that's the one that stood out from all the rest of the comments. But you come across a cue stick, look it up. I can share you one thing though. If you see one and you want to test it but you're not familiar with cue sticks and all, I played in college and this is how I learned it. If you put it, you have to put it together because mm-hmm. it'll be separated. You have to screw the two pieces together. Mm-hmm. Find a flat surface like the floor and mm-hmm. roll it. If it wobbles, it's not good. It's warped.
That's so helpful.
You need to make sure it rolls nice and smooth and doesn't mm-hmm. wobble.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to play with a crooked cue stick.
Yeah, I started selling golf clubs or something, and I guess one of them was a left-handed golf club, and I didn't know it. And so they're like, "This is left-handed." And I'm like, how do you know? I don't know anything about golf, you know?
Yeah.
So I asked a couple golf friends, and so they gave me the lowdown on it and stuff. I'm like, oh, okay. So that's good to keep your eye out for when you're selling golf clubs if you don't have a clue about golf clubs. Mm-hmm. Most of them are right-handed golf clubs. Like what happened to me isn't very common, I guess. Like the left-handed ones are not all over the, usually it's right-handed. Right. But just be mindful of that when you're selling them.
Absolutely. I can't remember because I hardly ever find a left-handed driver,
mm-hmm.
but I want to say that left-handed drivers, because they're more rare, they kind of go for a little bit more.
Yeah, I would imagine so. That makes sense to me.
But everybody, yeah, look, Viking cue sticks, pool cues are great bolos. Just roll them to be sure they're not bent. Absolutely. Yep. You probably put that in there before I said it, but that's absolutely great advice. Absolutely mm-hmm. great. Emily, I wanted to say thank you so much for joining me tonight. And we're going to cut it off right here, guys, because I want to push the crowd over to my buddy Josh's video or his live at Flips Finds Funds, where he and Jimmy are going to have the source report coming out in just about a minute or so. So if y'all want to jump on over there, that would be grateful. I have put Emily's link to her YouTube channel in the description below. So if you haven't checked hers out or subscribed, that would be wonderful if you did. Give us a thumbs up on your way out, guys. Emily, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I've had an awesome time chatting with you. I really look forward to doing this again in the future.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on. It was really fun.
Absolutely. Thanks everybody in the chat for showing up. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.